The Al-Aqsa Mosque compound, known to the Jewish people as the Temple Mount, is sacred to both Muslims and Jews. For Muslims, it's considered the third holiest site located inside the old city of Jerusalem. That's why Ben Gavir's 15-minute walk around is so upsetting for many Muslims. Known as an ultra-nationalist, Gavir was sworn in as Israel's new national security minister just last week, as Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's extreme-right coalition government took office. After the visit, Palestinian officials said they hold the Israeli Prime Minister responsible for this trip. On top of that, the Palestinian Foreign Ministry has denounced the visit as an unprecedented provocation. Israel's state television showed pictures of the minister touring the site escorted by heavy security. On Monday, Israel's opposition leader and former prime minister, Yair Lapid, warned that the visit might spark violence. For their part, a spokesman from the Palestinian Islamist group Hamas, which governs the Gaza Strip, called it a crime and vowed that the site would remain Palestinian, Arab and Islamic. The Temple Mount is the most sensitive site in the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. Situated in East Jerusalem, it was captured by Israel from Jordan in the 1967 Middle East War. In a separate development, a Palestinian teenager was killed on Tuesday during clashes with Israeli soldiers near a refugee camp close to the southern West Bank city of Bethlehem. The Palestinian Ministry of Health said in a statement that a 15-year-old was killed in the incident. For Vatican Radio, this is Nathan Morley reporting.